8:16, live Monday morning, 18th of February 2008. It's time to bring in the legends that are Miss Sharon Osbourne and her husband, Mr. Ozzy Osbourne. Please be upstanding for rock royalty. And here they are. Sharon's waddling in like a penguin.
What time do you awake in the morning?
The what?
What an earthly time do you have to wake up in the morning?
It's 5 o'clock this morning. I was out of bed.
Oh, I said awake. It's night shift.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? Hello, you two gorgeous people.
Hello, hello, gorgeous man.
Do you know, I don't know who has the nicest hair, Sharon or Ozzy.
Well, this is her hair. I'm over.
Hey, listen, we've got it. We've got a jingle. I'd like you to tell me which one you prefer. Okay.
Okay.
We have this one first. That's showbiz royalty, okay.
Go on then.
So there's the one without showbiz royalty, obviously. The Chris Moyle Show today with Sharon and Ozzy. Or the Chris Moyle Show today with Ozzy and Sharon. So I don't know whether you're Ozzy and Sharon or Sharon and Ozzy.
Oh, she's the boss.
Right.
So I'll go first. I like the first one.
The showbiz royalty one.
All right, let's play that one then.
Oh, you would. Chris Moyle Show today with showbiz royalty. It's Sharon and Ozzy. International radio. Oh, you would like that. You've seen the diamond ring I've lost today.
What would you do without her?
I know.
What would you do without her?
I'd be pissed for the show.
You're clean.
Yeah, I had a wash this morning.
That's not what I meant.
I'm clean, yeah.
Well, it must be a nice feeling. It must be a slightly weird feeling.
It's kind of like bordering on boredom.
But does...
I kind of semi-remember what I did yesterday now. Yeah.
Well, this is it. Your memory must be stronger.
No, it ain't. Is it?
Really?
I come from Birmingham.
You don't. You're Welsh. Uh-huh. You were born in Cardiff.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry to tell you.
So how are you two? You well?
Fabulous.
Just
fabulous.
You're always fabulous.
Life is good.
Is it? Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's good.
Good. I like it when you're happy.
I'm still asleep.
Right, okay. You just chip in every so often.
Give me a dig.
Yeah, Sharon, I'll give you a little nudge under the table.
Yeah, I know. I've got one of them long legs on this morning.
What time did you get up this morning?
Oh, we didn't go to bed, Chris.
Seriously?
No, we've been up all night watching the news.
Let's be out of bed early tonight so we can get up bright and early this tomorrow morning. It's like we're both passing each other in the car with sandwiches.
Because we're staying in town, I kept ordering trays of food in all night long.
So you really haven't been asleep?
No.
What did you do?
Pons everybody in LA and say, oh, it's lovely here.
I kept ordering room service. I had pasta at about 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my God.
I woke up with an half-eaten bread roll up my butt this morning.
whatever makes you sleep, Ozzy.
No, do you know what he does? He...
I'll go in and I'll give her a rollick. You shouldn't eat this late at night.
He goes around and, like, sleepwalking, looking for food.
I woke up in the lobby naked the other morning.
See, now you do this. You do sleepwalk.
Yeah.
Actually.
I found a burglar one night in my house.
But he does, honestly. You should ask AD. AD has this little thing that he puts on Ozzy's door. When he's in
it's
hotel rooms,
a left
and it
hook.
Rings,
right,
and it rings in AD's room because Ozzy goes wandering around the hotels.
So what? As soon as you leave the room, does it ring?
Yeah.
No, he waits till I get back. And
AD's kind of like the warden. It's like Ozzy's warden,
and so he can hear. It's like a baby alarm,
well,
so
sure.
He can hear
it's
when
an
Ozzy's
alarm.
Marching yeah. around.
He's got one of them boxing gloves on a spring.
Oh, he knocks you straight back to bed.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you making the effort. It's very... I'm very honoured. I'm flattered.
See, anything for you, Chris.
Well, within reason.
All right, then.
Anything?
Well...
Can I borrow your bird for the
afternoon? Yeah, you can. I'll borrow yours. We'll swap. Hey, it's going to be a great night on Wednesday, the Brits. Are you excited?
Very excited.
I'm moving right along.
It's going to be amazing.
She cons me all the time. She goes, how would you like to present Sir Paul McCartney with a Lifetime Achievement Award? Fabulous, great. But then I find out I've got to do the whole show.
I wouldn't put that past you, Mrs. O.
She does.
Yeah, you.
As if. How
oh,
dare
come on.
You. Chris, there's really?
There's a clever mind in that little pretty head of yours. So you've got to present the whole thing.
Well, you know, fashion, but they won't keep me on too long because nobody could understand what I'm saying anyway.
Of course they can. What?
Kelly and Jack are doing it too.
No, is that right?
Yeah.
Good.
All four of us, and it's the first time we've worked together in 5 years.
I know that.
Wow.
So have you practiced at home then? Have you?
Have you had a run through
in your lounge?
We were doing it yesterday around the dining table, and we were all stood up when we said our lines, and then
that's
we
nice.
Like, I've got a big part. I'm sitting down all the time. I am. Hello, sit down again.
So it's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know anything about it. I just...
Join the club. Get my wife to manage you. But
I don't know anything about it. You've probably been told, but still know nothing about it.
That's
to be
right.
Fair.
That's right.
Well, it's at Earl's Court Wednesday night. This week.
Is that a tennis place?
No, it's not the tennis place. You know. Ozzy, stop messing. Now, do you know... Have you had to listen to any of the, you know, the bands or any bands or nominees
tomorrow,
you've never heard of?
Actually, tomorrow we're going down
I said to you outside, what are we doing tomorrow, darling?
That's me.
Well, I don't know the band. I don't know anybody. I live in a different...
Well, they come with me.
I should die off, darling.
Ozzy, you don't need to know.
All right. She's going to go... What they call the Crocus? What they call the band?
The Claxtons.
The Claxtons.
He sounds like
he's been calling them the Saxons all night.
I don't think they'd mind.
It sounds like a French disease.
Listen, you know the Claxtons. They came to our house.
Really? I remember the whole my head.
They came to our house and they came in our bedroom about 2 o'clock in the morning.
I wouldn't stand for that at all.
No,
not coming in my bedroom at 2 o'clock in the morning.
For cuddles.
Where was I?
They were with Kel.
Oh, it makes it
they
all right.
They were visiting LA, and so they came to visit us.
Are they boys or girls or in between?
Boys. Lovely boys.
Let me run through some of these artists. You'll have heard of some of these. Mika, you've heard of Mika?
No.
Yes, you have.
Mika.
Here we go. Nice and simple. Best British group, okay? Let me have a look at the list. Arctic Monkeys.
No.
You've have heard.
Look at his
do you know
face.
What?
He's no, such a wise
I have not
yes,
heard.
Yes, you
the
have.
Whoa!
No bad language. You've heard of the Arctic Monkeys. All right, how about Girls Aloud?
No, we're right at home.
You have heard of them.
I haven't.
Kaiser Chiefs.
Never.
Take that.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
There you go.
When I come on pissed and she goes, take that.
Stop it. Ozzy, control yourself.
Yes, control yourself.
What do you mean it's early in the morning?
Let's have a look at the... here we go. What about the best single category, then? That'll be good. I'm going to talk to Sharon for a while.
Go on, my God. Go on. Yeah, because...
Do you know what? He's got that naughty... Do you know what? Ozzy's got that naughty look on his face, right?
Well, what do you mean? I don't get pissed anymore.
Stop saying the P word.
All right, I won't say pissed anymore.
Stop it.
I apologise if anybody's offended by the P word.
Yes, excuse my husband. He still, he thinks it's the night time. He doesn't know it's the morning.
He doesn't mean that. And by the way, he's not the P word because he's a sober man now. Mm. He's sober and bored.
I know. That's why I probably want to get...
don't say it. I've written some scripts for you.
Oh, thank you.
Because I don't trust some of these script writers.
No, I would really love your input.
Well, I've written, I'm sure you would, Sharon, but not in front of the husband.
I can't say the P word, but you could try and pull my wife in front of me on earthly hour of the day.
I apologise.
And she might do something that she will regret.
She wouldn't regret it, trust me. Anyway, okay.
I've heard about you from Kelly.
Listen, Kelly makes up lies about me.
She would never do that.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because Kelly's attracted to me, and she's uncomfortable with that because I'm not really her type.
She's embarrassed. But
I think she is.
I think she is embarrassed because she loves me.
No, she's
does. You know.
She's the same with me.
You.
Exactly the same.
She's
the only thing, she's got her hand in my back pocket nicking the money.
Well, Not anymore, hopefully.
Let me tell you, she's
You're not going to be our son-in-law, are you, by any chance?
Hey, wouldn't you love that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you'd be tied to the post and burned at the stake. Gladly.
Sharon, you'd love me as a son-in-law, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, we could have big old cuddles with the Claxtons in bed with Kelly and that.
I don't want to sleep with them.
Isn't that one of them things over football, Matthew?
That's right. That's what they do. Right, who wants to read the script? Do you want to read the script, Ozzy?
I'm dyslexic.
Do you want to read the script, Sharon?
Go on.
All right, okay. This is what I've prepared for you. We're going to pretend that it's the Brits. I want to help because I want to make sure you both look brilliant.
Now, do you want me to say 207 or 208?
What?
You've put 207.
Oh, 2008.
Okay, I'll change it.
Okay. Here we go. This is Sharon at the Brits.
Good evening and welcome to the Brits Award 2008. Now, the nominations for Best British Female Artist are... Bat for Lashes.
That's right.
Kate Nash.
Kate Nash.
Nosh is best.
Kate Nash.
Kate Nash.
Kate Nash.
T.K. Tunstall.
Katie Tunstall. Come on,
Leona Lewis.
Leona Lewis.
And PJ Harvey.
PJ Harvey.
And the winner is...
Oh, here we go.
Danny Minogue.
Danny Minogue is the winner. Wow. That'd be a thing.
In relation to the other one.
No, dear. Danny Minogue.
I
don't know what you mean. I didn't write that down.
Well, you should have checked that for those problems.
We should have checked that for
I'm
those
sorry.
Problems. It's going to be great. I can't wait. It's going to be a good night.
Oh, it's going to be a phenomenal night.
Are you going to do a song and dance routine or anything like that? Like Billy Crystal does at the Oscars?
Oh, gosh, yes. We're dancing, singing, the whole nine yards.
Does Ozzy know that he's singing? Does he know that?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
You're doing a duet with the Claxons.
And Kate Nosh.
They're going to do Who Are You by the Who?
The Nosh brothers.
it's just Kate. She's just on her own.
Kate Nosh.
Kate Nosh. Oh, what a night it's going to be.
Give you a good Nosh.
And Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay, no. Who cannot know him?
He's going to be great.
Come on. Yeah. As soon as I mentioned that name, I was just like, yes, I'll do it.
Paul McCartney,
yes,
yeah.
All my life I'd loved the Beatles, you know. And I was doing a radio show in New York, Howard Stern, so you
know. Yeah.
And my slot was for 8:30, and my assistant Tony comes in, and he goes, look, I've got a question for you. What is it? Would you flip spots with somebody else? I says, Tony, I don't care who it is, I ain't changing for no. He goes, it's Paul McCartney. It's done.
Do you know, it's funny you mention that, the Howard Show. Howard Show used to be on the TV. They used to film it and put it on the telly.
Yeah.
And there was a great interview with you and Jack, Jack was just a little boy. And the pair of you in the studio, and I can't find this clip anywhere. I'm desperate to find it. And in it, you're talking about music, and Jack's talking about songs that he likes, and he talks about Kelly, his little sister, running around the house singing the Barbie Girl song. And
that's
I've always
right.
wanted to find that clip because it would embarrass Kelly immensely.
Oh, can you imagine?
It wouldn't.
She's denied it. I've mentioned it to her and she's gone, no, I've never listened to the Barbie Girl song. I've never, I'm like that. You did.
Oh,
I've got evidence.
Did.
You see, Kelly, I'm a Barbie girl.
In a Barbie world.
Hey, you could sing that at the Brits.
Oh, yeah.
With the Claxtons in bed. With Kate Nosh.
No, Kate Nosh.
That one's Kate Nosh. Keith Nosh. It's even better.
You've got it. That's an A.
It's an A.
It's a small A.
Keith Nosh.
Here we go. Look, they're the other nominees. Choose a category and run through some of those.
Well, the British male solo artists Mark Ronson, Mika.
Right, okay.
Who the hell is it? Newton Faulkner?
Newton Faulkner?
Who is he?
I don't know.
He's brother of Sid
Snow. He's a new singer.
Kate Nosh's brother.
Kate Nash.
Newton Faulkner.
Faulkner and no.
Who is he?
He's a singer. Alan, who is Newton Faulkner?
He's a very cool singer, him and his guitar.
There you go.
Used to be...
There you go, so now they know.
So now she's Bonkle.
He used to be who?
He used to like the surfy kind of look, you know, kind of very cool...
Thank God you're not producing the Brits show there. That's just giving them enough knowledge that
they
need.
I'll get you the profile.
Right.
Oh, okay. Did you really go out with Kelly?
Yes.
Oh.
And you survived?
And it was lovely.
They went out for dinner.
Oh. Yes.
Another brother-in-law.
Oh, no, don't worry.
No, you won't.
Safe. Kelly's safe in Alan's hands.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't gonna, there's no son-in-law there.
A daughter-in-law, more like
it? Yeah, so, you're going to be a daughter-in-law. Hey, listen, let's take a break for the news and then hang around. And we've got... I love you guys coming on the show. We always have so much fun.
We do.
And Sharon and Ozzy here, if you want to text in, 81199. You were our number one guest last year out of every guest we had.
Yeah, we had three.
No, we had...
There was five.
We had 45.
45 guests and you were our favourite guest.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Well, it was more Sharon than Ozzy, but still,
good morning.
You know. What? Right, let's take a break for the news. 81199 if you want to text in your love for Sharon and Ozzy. We'll be back with more of Dom in a bit after we get some news to support with Dom and Kerry.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
It's exactly 8:32.
Cloudy and drizzly.
Dominic, it's Ozzy.
Oh, hello, Ozzy.
You're rubbish.
Hello.
No, I can't believe he just said that.
What?
He just said you're rubbish.
Oh, no, sorry.
And you got no hair. And he said you got no hair.
God, that's an amazing Scottish Ozzy Osbourne impression you're doing there. Sorry.
Okay. It's Ozzy Osbourne here. Hey. You've met, haven't you?
We have. We met...
I knew him when he had hair.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
God, that's a long time ago, isn't it?
We go way back, me and Ozzy.
To the hairdressers.
Yeah.
Sharon said she didn't want you in the studio, so we had to balance you to the Newsbeat studio.
Yeah,
she said the
upstairs.
Glare off your head
was putting her eyes.
Now I had to put my sunglasses on.
I know.
That's not very nice, isn't
look
it?
Look at the shine there on it now on that screen there.
It's like
there was a proper
like eclipse.
It's like a baby's bum.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't say that on the air, but...
Attached to an old man's face.
What's a victory we sign for?
I just merely said good morning.
In Brummie.
And Carrie as well. Carrie, have you said hello?
Morning.
Okay.
I said morning to Sharon
morning,
and Ozzy. Carrie.
Morning,
lovely.
Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
I think Sharon looks great, very sprightly for this time of the morning.
She hasn't been to bed.
Yeah. I'm going to do that from now. I'm going to do it all week, just power on through.
Yeah.
Best way.
Eat pasta at 5 and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I've just got a missed call from Kate Nosh.
Kate Nash. It's Kate Nash, by the way. All right, get off you two. Bye.
Bye.
No, there you go. Oh, it's going to be a great night. Let's have a look at some of the people performing live at this year's Brit Awards, shall we? Let's look at this.
Oh, yes.
First of all, well, in no particular order, Mika has been performing live. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. You'd like Mika, he's good. It's very kind of...
I was going to say, were they?
Bubblegummy pop songs, but he's good.
Okay.
It's good. Kind of Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, yeah. He's got a very high voice. He's going to go like that.
Okay.
All right. Obviously, Sir Paul McCartney is going to be playing live.
Ah, like going.
That's going to be brilliant. Kylie Minogue's going to be playing live as well.
Yeah.
Which is very good. And Ozzy. Ozzy's playing live.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ozzy and the Claxtons.
There'll be plenty of Claxton coming out of me.
I don't even know what that means. It sounds horrible. Oh, it's good. The Brits are going to be so much fun this year. It's
so much fun.
Don't speak so soon, because these guys, they're going to be watching us going, look at them twats.
No, we'll be fine. We'll be sitting backstage going, you know, it's all good. Hey, it's a tough crowd, though. I think you'll be all right with them, though. I think they'll love you.
We love them.
I hope you've got a big opener, a big royal...
Oh, you mean with our dance number?
No, when you walk out.
We come down dancing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sharon and Ozzy. And you can go, welcome to the BAFTAs!
But that was when I was peeing.
Welcome to the Grammys.
Welcome. Right, listen, I've got another script for you, Sharon.
Oh, no.
Have you made sure this has got no mistakes?
Yeah, this is no mistakes right now. This is all accurate. This is for the Paul McCartney introduction, so it's very serious.
Now, watch what you're doing, Mrs.
I am just reading. No, hold on a minute.
What?
I am just reading what is in front of me. Yeah. I did not write this.
No, this is,
I am just reading.
This is off the website.
Trust us.
Here we go. Do you need your glasses? No, you're all right. Okay. Here we go. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay, sorry. So Paul McCartney has achieved more in his 75 years than any
years.
Other musical artist. Yeah,
65, Sharon, what are you doing?
No, you are so bad.
65.
I watch what you're doing about my friend there.
He had 204 UK number one singles.
You've got 204. You didn't have 204.
And 9 US
Sharon,
number one singles.
Oh, Sharon.
Making Paul the musician with the
Sir
most
Paul.
Number one hits ever. He sold 100 million singles.
Wow.
Earning him 5 dozen gold discs.
Wow.
And it says here, I am very impressed.
Oh, no, that was... I took off the website. I didn't delete that bit. Mm.
Nearly... 2,000 people came to see him perform in Rio
Is that
de Janeiro
all? 2,000?
18 years ago. The largest crowd ever to pay to see a musician.
No, that's 200,000, not 2,000.
And finally, oh, in 1983,
now, this is true.
When a new tiny planet was discovered in the solar system, with due references and astronomers' names.
Astronomers.
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 Named it... McCartney.
That's true.
A fitting
I've got a
tribute
of them.
To his stellar career.
One's called the Barton's Arms and one's called the King's Nuts.
What?
Islands.
Stars.
Stars, yeah.
Oh, you got... No, this is like a... This is a tiny planet.
Yeah.
Apparently they
a
found.
A solar system.
They've called it McCartney.
Yeah.
True story.
Mm. You got stars?
Yeah.
Come on, what else have you got for
I haven't done any more.
75 years.
I can't believe you said that.
He's only here.
He's only 65, wrote 75.
He will feel insulted.
You've read that wrong there.
He knows it's not me, it's you giving me this stuff. With Nora Batty.
It's going to be great. Sharon's going to be there on stage looking beautiful. And now, some live music. Please welcome my favourite Minogue. It's Kylie. And it'll be brilliant. Hey, comes on.
You are just such a troublemaker.
It's just
unbelievable.
Well, all right, how about this? Please welcome my second favourite Minogue.
Colin.
The dad's nice.
Colin Minogue.
You are such a troublemaker.
Listen, it's going to be fine. It's going to be a great show and everyone's going to be watching it. And it's, oh, by the way, no pressure, it's live.
He's trying to give me earlier. Okay.
I know, he is. I know.
Right, should we play a record?
Oh, yes.
Should we play a record from one of the nominees of the Brit Awards? From Mr. Mark Ronson.
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous. You know who his stepdaddy is?
Mike.
Mick Jones.
Oh,
shut up, Bossy. Look, he's doing that on purpose.
Mick Jones, he runs the news agency.
Isn't he with the Rolling Stones?
Shut up, Ozzy.
What? You ask me a question, then you say, shut up, Ozzy. What do you want me?
We're in the Osborne household.
It's like therapy, isn't it?
It's like we're in the Osborne household. This is what it's like.
He's doing this on purpose.
I know.
Darling, are you working me with your foot?
Right, it's 8:43. Sharon and Ozzy are here. The little tinkers that they are. Right, it's my favourite Ronson brother. Can't get the stink off. Beyonce and Beautiful Liar. And in the studio this morning, well, the jingle says it all. The Chris Moyle Show. Today we show biz royalty. It's Sharon. When did the Osbournes finish filming?
About 1972.
We finished in...
I don't know.
2004.
Okay. When did it start?
2001.
Yeah.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Can you believe it?
Do you know we were in New York when the World Trade Center got hit?
Were you?
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Were you?
No.
terrible
look at me. I was here. I've got an alibi. I was here.
I just got the show with the toe around my head, you know.
Well, stop it. You be careful, you. I tell you what, the weirdest thing is, we know a few people who were in New York.
Yeah.
Andy Peters is in New York.
You know, it was weird.
He got back, though.
I know.
When Tony, my assistant, phoned me, he said, the plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. And by the time I found the remote, but the television on, the other plane was hitting, and I'm looking at this thing going...
That's very weird.
How can a plane go through one building and it's like...
It was a very surreal day, a very weird day.
We were doing afternoons, we were just about to go on the air, and somebody came down from upstairs, we'd been watching the telly, saying a plane had gone into the building. And we just thought it was one of those, you know, like a aircraft.
Yeah.
Remember, like, there was a thing happened before.
Exactly.
And we thought someone's had a little accident and crashed inside the building, that's it. And then we're watching it, as you say, as the other plane went in. And then we go on the air and we just said, we don't know what to do, we don't know what to say, the whole world's just changed.
It was a very, very weird day. I had a friend of mine who was on a plane on the runway at the airport about to leave to come home. And then say somebody came on the plane and said, just to let you know, a plane is at the World Trade Center. If anybody wants to get off and find out about loved ones, they get off now. Mm. So they got those people off and they said, right, we'll take off now. And then the other second plane hit and they went, right, everyone off, we're not going anywhere. And that was it. And they're
all
trapped.
That's when they closed the coast.
And they're all trapped. And Andy Peters, he was trapped in New York for 10 days, 2 weeks.
But we got
no one was allowed to leave.
We got out because one of our tour guys is doing a Michael Jackson show at the Madison Square Gardens. And we managed to get a bus. And we drove from New York to Los Angeles in 3 days, is it?
3 days, wow. Yeah. We just didn't want to stop.
Do you know, I remember that story. I remember Michael Jackson coming off stage and going, where's my bus? Where's my bus?
With the Osbournes has got it.
Damn you, Ozzy! Have my bus!
Yeah, that was we were going to New York to show the first series of the Osbournes.
Right.
And we were like, oh yeah, this is going to be amazing, you know, first press tour, and then that was it, cancelled, gone.
The Osbournes first series, there was the funniest thing, and the sad thing is the fact that, you know, Ozzy was a different man then to what he is now. Do you not think?
Totally different.
And there's a great bit in the first show where Ozzy's trying to work the TV set with this big remote control. And we're all laughing because he can't work it out and he's shouting for Jack to come and help him. Oh, it was hilarious. And we're all going, look at Ozzy, God love him, he can't work it out. My mum and dad recently moved into a new house just before Christmas. And they have a music system plugged all the way around the house with a big control. And my dad stares at it like Ozzy trying to put the History Channel on
and
the
goes,
telly.
Chris!
And it's like that. Oh, bloody work that thing out there.
It's like the light switch. What's wrong with on and off? We've got a bed and it'd be like a bank of buttons. And I go, I'll try that one tonight. I push the button, the lights go down. Like, as soon as I walk to go to bed, they come back on again. Sharon's lying in bed, peeing herself off. I didn't say the word.
I know. I appreciate that.
What did you say?
I know he didn't say anything. It's all right. He's like a little boy, isn't he?
Godly,
you just want to give him a big kiss.
Where am I?
You're in heaven with me, baby. That's where you are. So what else is going on? The family are all good?
Everybody's good. Everybody's healthy.
Hey, talking of healthy, did you see the photos of Kelly?
Did you see the special ones?
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. Where adopted ones.
They touched her up and made her look like a size zero.
Yes.
Weren't they horrible?
They were really disturbing.
You've seen these?
No.
Ozzy didn't see them, no.
Did you show them
really
to him or
disturbing.
Not?
Yeah.
All right, sure. Okay, let me find them. So here's the story, but you need to understand what it is before I show them to you, because they're quite disturbing. So Kelly's doing a thing on the radio about body image.
Yeah.
And being happy with the way you look. And to prove a point, she does this thing where she says, even good-looking celebrities and models and whatnot, they don't look like they do in the photos. It's all touched up. Everyone has their spots taken out and blemishes taken out. They make them look a little bit thinner and blah, blah, blah. And feel free at any point when I'm explaining this, Alan, to come and help me find where the bloody picture is. It'll be on our pages, won't it?
Yeah.
So the idea was that we'd all go to this photo shoot, have our photos taken, and then they would take them into the lab and touch them up.
Oh, they liked being touched up, didn't they?
Alan was touched up. He was there for hours. Mm. So what they did was they took a picture of Kelly, and then they photoshopped her and made her look like a size zero. So they make her look really skinny.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. Mm. Yeah, it's quite disturbing.
Horrible. Oh, show me.
I'm showing you. Okay, so let me just get this right. Okay, so
that's the real picture.
That's the lovely Kelly there.
Yeah.
All right. And then by the time they do their thing on her, that's Kelly if she was size zero.
She looks like a Martian.
She does look like an alien.
Yeah, she does.
It's horrible.
And that's the whole point was for her to go, okay, everyone says I'm fat, so let's see what I'd look like if I was skinny. Mm. And the truth of it is, look.
Dreadful.
She looks awful. She looks better as she is. And then there's me as well, right?
Oh, I didn't see.
Oh.
So that's me.
That's the real one, isn't it?
Fabulous.
Yes.
Stunning.
And then...
Stunning man.
That's me, thinner.
Where?
There, that's me.
Actually, I like it.
Well, I know, I look hot, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very.
Thank you.
Very hot.
Thank you.
Bubbling.
Thank you, all right.
What are you talking about his butt?
Hey, the whole of me. And then, Alad, they made you look more buff, didn't they?
Oh, come on, let's see.
Oh, look, Alad's not
got
working.
Muscles. It's great.
You can't really tell. They just gave him muscles in his chest.
And
his
cool.
You but do look cool. That's
as
fantastic.
Chris points out, I could never achieve that.
Exactly.
Unfortunately.
You that's could. Right.
No, don't give him false hope.
Because he are.
He'll always have hairy legs. And then look at this one. I don't know if you can spot the difference on this.
Come on.
This is subtle.
Dominic, our newsreader, who you've met.
Yes.
That's what Dominic looked like before.
Go on.
And then that's what he looks like after.
Oh, he's got hair.
He's got hair.
He's got a dead cat.
Stunning.
It's like when you knew him years ago, when he had his own hair.
He looks stunning there. Fantastic.
So that was funny.
It is scary, though, isn't it? When you know, it's like, be careful of what you wish for. Mm.
Yeah, but I'm all right. I'm using that as my publicity picture now. I look wicked.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
Kelly.
the one of Kelly. Hi, this is me. And Jack's all right climbing mountains or doing whatever he's doing.
Yeah,
is he still doing that?
He's still doing all of
he's
that.
He's gone nuts.
He's gone gun bombing now. He got a small arsenal in his bedroom. I mean, I said arsenal.
I know.
Well, you have to tell the whole story because Jack got his... he's a policeman in the States.
Who?
Jack is.
Is he?
Yeah.
No, he's like a Keystone cop.
We didn't know
not.
That.
What,
he's running around
he's
with
a
he's like a cop in like this town with his population of four horses and a dead drunk. Well,
is this for TV or is this...
No, he...
It was like a spoof, really. And
but he did get his...
But he is a cop.
Right,
he is
okay.
A cop.
All right.
And so Jack was trained to use guns and he's got a gun license.
Right.
Because he's a cop, he can have guns and whatever. And so it's his hobby. He collects guns.
Wow.
It's great.
As long as he doesn't collect bullets as well, then it's all right.
He's got like... His dad, I've got 17,000 rounds of bullets now. I said, you're winding me up. He goes, what do you want? M4s is just in case they start over here. I don't know.
Yeah, you'll be safe.
He says, come round to my place, we'll be good.
He'll be like a skinny younger Rambo, sitting in a day like that. Come on then, here we go.
I'm ready.
I mean, he'll be off like that. Get the jet fired up, I'm going. I'm going to have to let you go.
Oh,
you can stay if you want.
Well, we'll see you on Wednesday.
Wednesday, not Wednesday.
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 There you go.
I'll see you on
Hello,
Wednesday.
Welcome to the Oscars.
It's going to be great.
I'm Noel Edmonds.
Yeah.
Wednesday night is the Brit Awards. It is live on the television. Live.
The BAFTAs, yeah.
The BAFTA. Welcome
you
to
said the world, didn't you?
What?
The battle. Yeah.
BAFTAs.
Oh, you're something else.
No,
you crazy man.
No, the BAFTAs, yes.
It's
2007.
2008.
You're confusing me. I don't know what year I'm in.
Welcome to the BAFTAs 2009. Please welcome Kate Nash.
And the Claxtons.
And the Claxton Nash Chiefs.
And the Kaizen's brothers.
Kaiser Minogue. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
Can you imagine if we introduced everybody wrong?
Don't worry. Yeah, no worries about that. It's me. Dyslexic kid.
Mariska.
It would be very funny.
Let's hear it from Mariska. Oh. We'll get it all wrong.
Please welcome Mick Ronston's. It would be very funny.
Amy Weinbar.
What time's it live? Is it 8 o'clock?
Amy Crapper.
I think so. What time
is it?
8 or 9? I don't know. 8 o'clock.
Eight.
Wednesday night, excuse me, Wednesday night ITV, 8 o'clock. I've asked Sharon and Ozzy if I can give out an award, and they said they'll see what they can do.
Right, so fingers crossed then.
We'll see what they can do.
You know, we'll put a good word in.
Yeah. But, you know, busy show.
It's between me and the fella who played Lionel Richie on the one and only on BBC One.
The guy with the pronounced jaw.
Yeah.
Prominent.
Prominent jaw.
Prominent.
Jimmy Hill.
He's very good, though, actually. Have you seen him?
Not anymore. He didn't win.
Oh, did he not?
No.
Who won?
Final on Saturday.
Bruce Forsyth.
Was it all over?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed the last bit.
Do you know who won?
No.
Dusty.
Oh, well, she should have won.
You should have seen the guy who played Robbie Williams' face. He looked gutted when he didn't win.
I think he thinks he is Robbie Williams, though, doesn't he?
Robbie Williams?
There's a Robbie Williams impersonator who thinks he's him.
Can he sing?
No. But he looks like him and he has a lot of his mannerisms.
I think he's mates with Vernon.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's from the same part of the world, isn't he? Isn't he from...
I think they're mates. I think they're... You know, we'll get on this after...
Yeah.
After it is after nine. Well, remind me, ring Vernon. I'm sure they're mates, him and the guy who played Robbie.
Right.
Do you have any idea what I'm talking about, Ozzy?
No.
Right, okay. Okay, so what's the plan today? What are you doing?
We're going to rehearse for the BAFTAs.
You don't need no rehearsals.
I've had my rehearsal, yeah.
And where are you on Friday? What are you doing Friday night?
Why, you invited us out?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Oh!
And I've got to organise a venue today. So I'll
come round our house.
Well, there's two. I don't want to make a mess.
I'd do that. That'd be handy for me as well.
It's all right. I'm back home. So it doesn't matter.
What?
Making a mess.
Well, so there you go. So it'll be messy anyway. Well, you come out on Friday.
All right.
Yeah.
You're on.
Okay, good.
Okay.
You up for that, Ozzy?
I don't drink.
You don't have to drink.
What's the point in going out?
The tea? Coffee?
I can't do it at home.
Well,
you can have an orange.
Cakes.
Juice.
I'll bring some.
Oh, look at Ozzy Osbourne sitting there with the oranges while you're all getting drunk, inebriated.
Well, what would you like? I'll bring some cake.
Oh, is it what?
No, chocolate cake.
Oh, okay.
Lovely to see you both.
We love you very much.
Well, we love you too, and the audience love having you on. And text in now if you love Sharon and Ozzy. We always do that. We will get thousands of text messages now.
You get one, though. Okay.
We'll get thousands. We'll get, honestly, thousands. Text in now. We love Sharon and Ozzy to 8999. Let me just show him. We've had...
two.
No.
We've had more than that.
We've had five.
Aww.
That's all right.
But that's Alan and Dave people. And me texting like this.
Thank you.
See, I don't want to let them go. The interview's always half an hour with a 45-minute saying goodbye.
Aww.
I want to stay all day.
Do
you know what we didn't do? We didn't ask you if you were going to do our celebrity lap.
What's celebrity lap, mate?
Which is running around the studios.
Topless.
Well, don't get them out.
Oh, I know. Oh,
we've got a leaderboard here.
Did they tell you what it was?
No.
Okay. Well, what time do they have to... Have they got to go now? So they can... All right, listen, we're going to... I'll explain it to you during the next record.
Okay.
And we'll show you the video.
Hmm.
And then you can say no.
Okay.
And then it looks good.
But it'll be an informed no, though, won't it?
Well, yeah, exactly. All them text messages coming in. Look, we love Sharon and Ozzy. Look at all of them. See?
We love Sharon, not Ozzy.
No, it says we love you both. Look at all of them. Look.
It's only five.
And we love you.
You don't really, do you?
Yes, I do.
What?
I love everyone.
What about me?
I love you, but I love people that love you.
I mean, I'm
she loves you the most, Ozzy.
Oh.
She does.
How do you know?
Because she told me the other night.
I love my husband. husband.
Oh, don't stop.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, don't stop.
I love my husband, even though he's not a Jew. I love my husband.
Sharon, there's about 15,000 people hanging themselves right now.
Can you say the word?
I'm sure you can't.
No.
I'm sure if you want to say it, Sharon.
Don't. Sharon.
I love his
personality and his hair.
Right, stay there, and I won't say goodbye yet. So we'll give it an extra 5 minutes, right? And we'll show you with this lap thing. Right, let's do Tedious Link Dave. Yesterday, Friday was...
Every last second there of the U2 from Ireland. What's the big idea, Dave?
I still haven't found what I'm looking for, especially for Dominic, who's the big... What's the big idea?
Thanks a billion, Jillian.
I watched all of Series 1 of I'm Alan Partridge on Saturday night and Sunday morning. 3 episodes Saturday night, 3 episodes Sunday morning when I woke up.
Ozzy's coming back. I want to get out of his chair now.
Oh, OK. Oh, you doing about share? That was me there. Hey, we're live, Ozzy. Just to make sure, so you know. It's 9:13. I didn't hear him. Was he?
Do you know what? I don't know.
Okay, now listen to this. This is very exciting. The beautiful Mrs. O is about to do the celebrity lap. Ozzy, do you want to come and sit here, or are you quite happy reading the paper?
I'm not reading the paper.
I was reading the page 3 story. Okay, so Sharon is... Come around, eh? I'm going to come to one of your gigs and sit there and read the paper.
He's reading news in briefs.
I'll be Ozfest like that. Reading like that. Okay, so Sharon is going to do the celebrity lap. This is very exciting. We just showed her the video of Kelly doing it.
Just chunnering in the background.
And... Gary, who's there looking after Sharon Nozzy today, is there going, oh my God, that's millions of pounds worth of my percentage going down the drain if she falls over. You look lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. You look like you're about to be shot out of a cannon. So Sharon is going to do the celebrity lap and find out what time we can get. Hey, the last... Who was...
Philip Glenister.
Philip Glenister is last, so 26 seconds and...
Crash helmet.
Kelly is 25 seconds, so she'll all be good. We're just waiting for Alad to find out. Hey. Okay, talk to me, Sharon.
Yes, my darling, can you hear?
No.
Is it switched on?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Sure.
We're switching the microphone on so that we can hear Sharon's sexy, breathy voice.
And Sharon, we can hear you all the way round, so if
we can't.
Oh, we can now.
We can now. Right.
Be careful about...
All righty then.
Okay, so this is going to be very exciting now. This is the beautiful Sharon.
What time have I got to try and beat?
Oh, Sharon.
4 minutes.
We got a show on Wednesday. You know, that's how we tried to do the Tour de France.
Right, Mrs. O, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Everybody else ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, in... 3, 2, 1, go! And Sharon Osbourne is on the celebrity lap.
Damn that.
Oh, she's dropped it. Jesus. It looks amazing. She's through the live lounge. I'm about to extend the theme here. She's,
That's the grandstand.
That's the grandstand already. That's good. Keep going, Sharon, love. You're doing well. Come on, round into the straight.
Here she comes,
here she comes through the final straight to this last door. It's Sharon Osbourne. She busts the door and... Yay!
Stop the clock.
Oh, wow.
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 How do you feel, Sharon Osbourne?
Rejuvenated.
We've swapped jobs.
You are...
Yes. I'm gonna need 1 minute to work this out.
This is the funniest... Do you want to hear what time it was?
What?
Yeah. And by the way... This is Alad. Feel free to hurt him as much as you want. He didn't press start on the stopwatch.
Oh! Right, we've swapped
one more time.
So hang on a second. I roughly predict that was 18.62 seconds. You're in the lead.
Yay!
There you go.
That's Chris, CT, Chris Timing, right next to
I'm going to be next door, I'm going to work it out.
I just said, she's in the lead.
Brilliant.
Don't ruin her day.
Thank you.
The Brits depends on it.
True.
Sharon knows you've got to make the Brits more entertaining than the Grammys, which ain't going to be difficult if you watch the Grammys.
Oh, gosh, how boring is that?
Oh, how so boring. Oof. All right, well, listen, I want to thank you two for coming in and being wonderful as ever. Ozzy, have a great time on Wednesday.
I'll try.
You'll have a great time. It'll be brilliant.
No, I don't go into these pubs and I'm telling you that jungle news. It's like the same world anymore.
It'll be fine. I can't hear a word you're saying because you're not talking into the mic. And Sharon, have a lovely time.
I love you too.
Right, listen, I'm going to play a quick record and say goodbye to these guys and then we'll come back and we'll do the rest of the show, right?
Perfect.
I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Right, it's the Ting Tings, great DJ. It's 9:17. Drums! Ting Tings and great DJ. God bless you, you're not a bad band yourself. Bonkers. 9:20. I just want to apologise officially for if there was any bad language during the interview that may have offended you. I hope you weren't offended. There was no badness intended and meant by it. Mm. And if there is any repercussions from the bad language, I'd like to put all the blame on Ozzy Osbourne. Thank you very much. And Alan and myself are in the clear.
And me and Don also.
That's nice to dealt with that.
However, Rachel did, you know, was
she was egging them on.
Yeah, she was.
She did holding say up. To me that it wouldn't happen if she was here. So.
She was through the glass going like that.
Holding up placards. Try this one, Ozzy.
We have an official time.
Do we?
Do you want to know, or would you like to leave it at what we've got?
Well, I don't know. I kind of...
Does she not really do it in 18 seconds, then?
Surprisingly not. She's a little slower than everyone else, to be fair. Hmm. Where is the board?
Oh, I moved it. Oh, it's there.
The leaderboard is here. Top of the leaderboard, unbelievably, and I still think it's a fix, it was Dave. But on the celebrities, Davina, 22 seconds. Hmm. And last, Philip Glynister, a.k.a. the Gene Genie from Ashes to Ashes, 26 seconds. The Top Gear theme tune ran out.
Yes. Mm.
So I'd imagine it's 34.57.
It was 34.23.
Oh. Better than you thought.
Even quicker. Mm. 34.
Yeah.
She was, it's kind of a scenic route, really, wasn't it, for Sharon?
It's taking shape now, the Celebrity Lap leaderboard, which I like. We need to get that on the website, by the way.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yes, we do.
That's right. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, man.
I feel exhausted now.
He was on good form, though, wasn't he? Mm.
That's why. I just love them. I love Sharon and Ozzy, but you can probably help that. Yeah, tell that.
I can't wait for the Brits.